Sir Abaisai, and the Parsha, Gesisa, has a very big component about Shabbos Kodesh, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe Lemor, Ata V'Ata Daber El Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Ach Eshavsoi Saitz Yishmoiru, Ki Oisi Beni Avenecha. Keep the Shabbos, because it's an ois. We'll see soon, shot in the word ois. Beni Avenecha, between you and I, to me and you, L'dor Yisrechem, L'das Ki Ani Adonai Mekadishchem. You should know that Am Hashem is Mekadishu. And this Gemara learns, L'das, you have to know that Shabbos is a gift from the Rabbanu Shalom. Famous Gemara, that the Rabbanu Shalom said to Moshe, go tell Bnei Yisrael that Matana Toiva Yeshli Bebeis Genozai, I have a very good gift in my treasure house, the best, and it's called Shabbos. Go tell them about it. L'das, they should know it. This you learn, the Gemara says that when you hanoisim aton l'chaveroi, tzarech lo'idiyoi. If you give someone a gift, you have to tell them about it. U'shmartem as a Shabbos, ki koidesh yilochem, mechalea mois yumas, ki kalohisa b'malacha. Whoever works on Shabbos, v'nichr so ha'nefesh ha'im mekerev ha'mea. Okay, we'll continue, and this is part of the psukim. So we go to the Heilig Gemara Nayim, and then we'll proceed to the Kedushas Levi. But the Heilig Gemara Nayim has much to say about Shabbos and Hanukkah Parsha, and I will try to synopsize it. Ezogt azoy. Ezogt that Shabbos is shlemus. Shabbos is perfection. Shabbos is completion. A person who understands what Shabbos is missing nothing. If a person really, really has the taste of Shabbos, he's missing nothing because Shabbos is missing nothing. Because Shabbos is Shema D'Kut Shabricha. The Zohar says that Shabbos is the name of the Rabbanu Shalom himself. And that's why if a person is being attacked by the Yetzirah, if you say Shabbos, it can help you combat the Yetzirah. Because the Yetzirah can only get in when there's a lack of Shlemus. It's like germs only get where there's a cut in the skin. So then the germs can enter. The skin is whole, can't enter. When a person is into Shabbos, he is complete, he is shalem, he is impervious, he is completely shielded and protected. And therefore, that's good for the reason why on Shabbos you can't do malacha. Because if you work, it implies that things aren't perfect. I don't think the world is as it should be. I'm doing work to improve my situation and the world situation. And that's why work, productive, creative work, is the antithesis of Shabbos. Because how can you work on Shabbos and do anything to improve the world if the world is perfect? The world is shleimus. And he continues and speaks about the idea that stated in Yerushalmi that on Shabbos, a person who understands what Shabbos is should be afraid to lie. Shabbos is such a day of revelation of the Rabbeinu Shalom that even an Amoritz cannot lie. An Amoritz, an ignoramus can lie all week. Doesn't mean he's the biggest ganav, doesn't mean he's the biggest criminal, but he can lie. Because an Amoritz is someone who's not steeped in Torah, so he's not filled up with the emes of Torah. So since he's not full of emes, there's room for shek, there's room for lies. But a Shabbos, if a person is full of Shabbos, even if he's an Amoritz, he can't lie on Shabbos. And therefore the Gemara says that a famous Gemara called Shomer Shabbos Kilchasai, a person who keeps Shabbos properly Kilchasai, he should keep it really properly, even if he was Oivet of the Zara Kedar Shal Enosh Moichlan Lai, even if a person was Oivet of the Zara, like Enosh was the descendant of Adam who first introduced Avodah Zara in the world. So the Rabbi Shalom will still be Michael him if he does Shabbos Kilchasai. Because he says that Shabbos has two bechinas. Shabbos has the bechina of Ava and Yira. There are two crowns. Maklaiso Makabel, the Torah at Har Sinai, it says in the Gemara that the Malachim put two crowns in every Yid. It sounds like the crowns are connected Nasav and Nishma. They're also connected Ava V'Yira. Love for the Rabbi Shalom, fear for the Rabbi Shalom, which is a Das Shalom, which is a complete mind, a complete mindset. And when a person keeps Shabbos properly, that person, the Zaycha, that his mind is filled with everything a Yiddish cup has to be filled with. And therefore there's no room for Aveira. Vaitet Shleimus. But, this is what the Zohar Chiddush of Varnayim, that when a person does an Aveira, you should know that doing an Aveira is a Gefet Napshat. When a person does an Aveira Stam, he is offending the Rabbi Shalom. When a person does an Aveira, it's like he is erasing Ke'ilu Moichek Oysadavra Me'atayra, and he's Poygim Moid B'zeh. A person does a sin, it's like he takes an eraser and is mamish eradicating that halacha from the Torah itself. It's like mamish scraping off the letters out of the Torah HaKadosha. But there is a higher level than writing. Stamazai, the Torah, which is, with its 304,805,000 letters, 304,805 letters, is written ink on parchment. But there's a high madreg of the luchas. The luchas were charis ala luchais. The luchais, it was engraved in the luchais. Etzva lekim. A higher level of Torah is the luchais. Everyone wonders what's so special about the luchas. Takahain the gepar is the luchas also. He says because the luchas represent the idea that a person can be Ovid Hashem in such a strong way that every time we do a mitzvah, it's like we're writing the mitzvah in the Torah with ink. Every time we do an Aveira, it's like we're erasing with the ink. But when a person does a mitzvah with a gewaltig, a tremendous pnimius, a tremendous deep ava and yira, a real love and a real fear of Hashem, then his heart becomes like the luchais, the stone luchais. Here it's a positive thing, the stone. It means it's strong. And the mitzvah becomes like he is engraving the mitzvah in stone. And such a mitzvah that's done with such a tremendous depth can never be eradicated. If you do a mitzvah superficially, just like the ink is only superficially on the parchment, so it can be erased. But if you do a mitzvah with a gewaltige pnimius, it's like it's mamish chokok al luchais, chorus al luchais, and it cannot be eradicated. So mer digativ of art. And that's mshat shema shem lem chokim. Shena pagam magilem. And Shabbos is misnaig b'shemes elu, and therefore nasa chorus. He says Shabbos, it's a very deep vort. It's a very deep vort. He throws a lot of things in here. I'll just say it very briefly. But the concept is that a person who shomer Shabbos properly comes to a gewaltig pnimius in Shabbos. The Shabbos digs deep and is engraved deep into the person's neshama. And therefore, a pagam, this cannot be eradicated. But he says, this is a merdig vort. The Geweintlich, usually, the Goyishkeit in us, we have Goyishkeit, we're full of Goyishkeit. So it's Goyishkeit, we have August, Klepsich to us, it sticks to us, all kinds of Goyish Zachen. Just, you walk out of Shul, you just walk out of the Beis Medrash, right away we're flooded with Goyishkeit, von alle Seiten. But, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, may the Gewaltige Tikkun for Klai Yisrael. Here we are, we're attacked constantly with strange, alien ideas, machshavas, visions. We see things, we think things, we say things, we hear things. Goyish, fremd, strange. So, what's Tutman? So he says, of a pshat. It says, Vayach, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vayach es ha-Mitzri, Vayitmeneu b'choil. When the Mitzri was, Moshe saw the Mitzri was beating up a Yid, so Moshe Rabbeinu went and he killed him. And Vayitmenei Bachoyl, he hit him in the sand. It's Pashup Shat. He killed the Mitzri, the Egyptian, the Goy, and he buried him in the sand. Zog the Marinayim Shat is Vayitmenei Bachoyl. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Koyach of Mitzrayim, the Koyach of Goyishkeit, is attacking Klal Yisrael in a figurative way. The fact that this one individual Goy, the Egyptian, was actually hitting a Yid, that is an indication that the influence of Mitzrayim was hitting Yidden, and they're in danger. So Vayach the Mitzri killed the Mitzri, he hid the Mitzri in the Choyl, in the Vach, in the weekday. Moshe Rabbeinu was Poyel, that Moshe was the one who gave Shabbos to Klai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished that any Goyish Hashpahs, any Goyish influences, should stay in the weekday, and Shabbos is free from Goyish influences. Vayachas HaMitzri, Vayitimenei HaBachoyel. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the beginning of Das, which is Shabbos, so he took the Sitra Achra, the enemies of Hashem, the things that are the opposite of Kedusha, and he put it into Hanhogas HaChoyel, which is Katnus, and Shabbos Ein Le'achiza. The Mitzri has no grasp. He has no, cannot sink his nails into Shabbos Kodesh. He has no power over Shabbos. Amir de Gevort. Amir de Gevort. And he speaks about Barichas, and then he says a Gevalt de Gevort, and this is actually the very first Moranayim. This is where the whole Shia started from this Vort. I said this Vort over Bashal Shuras 4 years ago, and then Dylan was interested in hearing more and more in Nayim. Zok the Hele Gemara Nayim, he says, this is the Pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos, called a Makayim Sholosh Seudis, Nitzol Me Chevli Mashiach. The Gemara says three things to say from. You say from Chavos Gemara, Chevli Mashiach, you say from Tzoros. So the question is, why does it say, called a Makayim Sholosh Seudis? It's whoever fulfills the three Seudis. It doesn't say, Kol HaOichel, it says, Kol HaMakayim, whoever fulfills. Who Makayim means to affirm, to Makayim means to establish, to shtelavek, to establish, to fortify, to strengthen, to Makayim. So he says Makayim means that from the three suitors of Shabbos, the person himself becomes strong. Like this, the whole week we're waffling, the whole week we're shaking, the whole week is shakaltzach, and if each gimel suitors on Shabbos, that means your mamash harangaton, the pnimius of Shabbos, then a person zaychle becomes a makuyim himself, he becomes affirmed, he becomes firmed, solidified, avenged, solid, he becomes solid, stark, fest with the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and then you save from all the tsaris. You know why this is a miracle of art, he says, because really, all tsaris are more in the mind than in the body. Mind-body prescription. You know, mind-body, that the mind is what makes the body sick, and the mind controls everything. And what some person is a Gehenna, another person is the biggest Gan Eden. You put some guy in a sauna. Some people think a sauna is the greatest thing in the world. I love a sauna. And they pay a lot of money. You put $50,000 to buy a sauna. Now someone else will think the sauna is suffocating. And the guy's burning in a hot sauna. Get me out of the sauna. Get me out of here. I'm suffocating to death. This is like, I feel like I feel a smoked pickle. I feel like a smoked salami here in the sauna. I should pay money for this yet too. So to one person's recreation is another person's horror house. It all depends how you look at things. So Bekitzer, Zok De'azoy, it's only your machshava. He says that a person who's not Dovik Bashem, if a person is in Gantzim with the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, then no confusing thoughts will enter this person's mind and make him a shiga. Because ultimately, meshiga, pain, confusion, panic, terror, it's all in the mind. And he says that machshava zora is bois umevalvel naisai. And the machshava zora, he says, is dina shel gehenna mamish. The Gemara says whoever eats shal shur is a safe from chevel mashiach, a safe from the tzaris before mashiach comes to this world. And he's safe from the din of gehenna. Gehenna, you don't have to wait for the next world to go to gehenna. You can go to gehenna in this world. Many people are in gehenna in this world. You make a pick a poll, most people are. Many people are in Gehenna right now. People are burning in Gehenna right as we talk. Because Gehenna, he says, means bilbul hadas, bilbul confusion. That means that a person's strength, a person's solidity, his solidarity with himself, so to speak, his solidarity with their banishdom, his solidification, a person's concretization, to be stark like concrete, is all in the mind. And if the mind is plagued with all kinds of thoughts and ideas and plans, and you don't know which way to go, and if that's a tumult, the person is a tumult, this is the biggest Gehenna it can be. This is hell on earth. So Gehenna. Bilbul is Gehenna, he says. Bilbul is Gehenna. And that's Chevli Mashiach, and that's Dinah Shel Gehenna. You can have Gehenna in this world. And you're burning with Mishigas. But a person who's Makayim Shalashudas, a person is not just an eat Shalashudas, he's Makayim. he wants to fortify himself with Shalosh Shudas. That means he wants to, so to speak, estuf the Shabbos. He's eating the Shabbos, then life will not eat him up. The biggest game is when you're eating your heart out, and when you eat Shalosh Shudas properly, then you're eating to solidify your heart. You can eat your heart up, or you can eat with your heart, and you can eat to give heart food. Because food for the heart, Shabbos is heart food. It makes your heart hard, meaning hard, not hard, meaning solid with the Ribbono Shel Olam, fest, mekuyim, affirm, firm. And that's the hepech of Gehenna. That's the hepech. Chevel Mashiach means like labor pains. A woman is going back and forth. The woman is shuddering and shaking, and it's a terrible thing. There's the labor pains because your mom is shaking. It's scary because you have to shake out the baby, you have to throw out the baby. So Chevle Mashiach means to be to have the contractions. You have the contractions. Contractions, you're going back and forth. So you're not solid. Your whole body is shaky. And Chevle Mashiach means before the Mashiach comes, the Olam will be a tumult. People will know what they want. They don't know what's happening. The Olam will not know what they want. They'll be back and forth and back and forth. But a person who is Makayim Shalosh Shudas is safe from all this. Meridik Gezach. That's the pshat. As I was looking at this, as this Meridik Gevart, I realized that the word Bilbul, it's a very bad thing, Bilbul. Bilbul, you know what the Gematria of Bilbul is? Beis Lamed, Beis Vav Lamed, Bilbul. Confusion. You know what the Gematria is? Ayin, Shivim, 70. What does that teach you? That the Gans of Bilbul in the Yiddish cup is only because he lets in Goyishkeit, 70 nations. So, Vusada, the Goyim, the Shivim Umais, Vos Sancheirim, Bilbel Kolomais. Sancheirim made a big Bilbul amongst the Goyim. Where a Yid, the more we have Goyishkeit in ourselves, we have a split person, a split cup. And it reminded me of the Merdi Gevort that my Shver said over, you know, I can tell you Shurim from my Shver, I can tell you Glanga Shurim from my Shver. Sometimes you hear Epis, a Kurtz Zach, it makes a bigger Roshan than the bigger Shir. My Shver once said over that he heard either director in the name of Rabbi J.B. Soloveitchik, that he said, if bin mekane de satmerov weil weist was will und ich weist nicht was will. Yeah, the bar. He says, I'm jealous of the satmerov because he knows exactly what he wants. He knows exactly what he wants. I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. It's a tumult. Satmerov was a reina kop, a reina neshama, a reina aguf, a reina mensch. Satmerov was a yid. Through and through and through and through and through to every fiber of his being, every cell, every molecule is a yid, a yid, a yid, a heilig, a yid, a neshama, a yid, a heilig, a mensch. There was no goyishkeit in him. There's no goyishkeit, there's no bilbul. He knew exactly what he wanted. He wanted to rebuild Piyasov as in the Amalek way, the Derech Yisrael Saba. There was the grace of Churban, and he was in Bergen-Belsen, and he came to America all alone with nothing, and he started up from scratch. What? Chlor, reine Yiddishkeit. Chlor, pure, 100% pure, not 99.9% pure, 100% Jewish Judaism. Not halb goyish. But when someone goes to college, and half his head is brisk, the other half is Berlin, so brisk is gewaltig, and Berlin is terrific, but the only thing is in the same head. If you have the goyish shechachmas, and zayin umas, you have derech eretz for them, mind you. To the extent you have a shtick goy inside you, it's bilbul. Bilbul is ayin, shivim umas. To the extent melos the rain, the shivim umas, the cup is the tumult. That's Gehenna. You don't know what you want. But every day back and forth. Is this the right way? Is that the right way? Because you're making chedushim. Just go the old ways. Go to Alta Yiddish of Egan, be state in the Torah. Like the others, like guys, Bavas and Zaydas and our fathers went. There's no bilbul. Bilbul is ayin umas. Koyach bilbul is Gematria 98, which is Gehenna. That's the koyach of bilbul. But Bilbul is 70. Mary the Gazach. Bilbul is 70. So those are the Hele Gemara Nayim. And McKenna Rangan Sach Vaita, and then we'll leave it at that. And he says, Gate Vaita. And he says, He says that the thing that Shabbos is an ois. He says ois is bechina aleph vav tav. Aleph is beginning of the aleph base. Tav is the end of the aleph base. By Shabbos, a person can put together all the oisies of the aleph base from aleph to tav ois. Because as the Moreh Naim says again and again and again and again, the ganze bria, the whole world is built on the letters of the Torah Kedoshah. And during the week, again, the letters are a little bit mixed up, and they're not someone's beseder, so to speak, at least in our mind. The Koyach of Shabbos, that Koyach of Shabbos is an ois, that on Shabbos we can organize the letters of the Torah in a straight way, that's not so tumult, and it's not mixed up. So mele, that's an ois. Ois means identification. On Shabbos we know who we are, and what we want, and we want to live a life based on the Aleph Beis of the Torah, just follow the Seder of the Torah, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Oisi. Aleph Vav Achibur, and the Tav in the end. And he brings down from the Zohar Kodesh a beautiful concept that Shabbos is the Bechina of Ben HaMechapes Begin Zei Oviv. He says, but Klai Yisrael has two bechinas. Klai Yisrael has two different ways to serve Hashem. Im kibonim, im kavodim. We can serve the Rebbeinu Shel like sons. We can serve the Rebbeinu Shel like servants. During the week, we're a little bit away from the Rebbeinu Shel. In the Oilam HaChoyel. In the Choyel can be a Mitzri. Vayitmenei HaChoyel. In the weekday, there's room for Mitzris. There's room for the aliens. The aliens have landed. The aliens. So in the week, the alien, the Zorim, get into our brains, the Mitzrim. So, that's a tumult. But Shabbos, we become Bonim. We become like sons of the Banishnom, very close to the Banishnom. And a son, you know, if the maid, you know, once a week for 2 hours, you have this maid. When she comes to my house, this maid, I don't want to be there even. But I make sure I have to lock everything up in my office. I put my papers away, I put my money away, I put any value with the maids, you know. I'm afraid, I don't want to come to my office. I feel like that. Leave her alone. I'll finish vacuuming because I have to fix up until she comes in. I have to put away all my valuable zachen. So if the maid's going to go into my drawer, I'll slam the drawer on their fingers. You know what I mean? I'll fire her. But the kids, when by Einiklach, they were for Purim. So when they come to my office, they're all over the place. There's a whole bunch of, I can't keep track, you know what I mean? So I'm busy with one, the other one's in my drawer, pulling this out of the drawer, one's in the closet, pulling this out of the closet, there's a drawer behind me, this one's going through this drawer. They're all over the place, you know, every place I look, and they're pulling and they're taking everything out, saying, oh, stickers, very nice, oh, Zadie, here's some stickers, my stamps, and I start pulling up a roll, stickers, there goes 39 cents, another 39 cents, stickers, now new stickers for Purim all over the place, stuck the stamps all over my office, stickers, for Purim stickers, you know, the American flag. Wherever I turn, can I have some money? Zadie, I say, big pile of quarters, bunch of money, dollars, the coin. Wherever I turn, they're all over the place. Pens, my papers. But you don't get upset with your Einiklach because it's Einiklach. It's not the mate. It's not the shiksa. It's my Einiklach. So Shabbos is a bechina ben shemachapes begins the Ovid. Shabbos, we can be nosy. Shabbos, we can stick our noses into everything, all the siddes, all the secret stuff of the Rebbeinu Shel, all the base gnos of all the treasures. Shabbos, you can go searching, whatever you want. Things that are not revealed to us during the week, because not banim, on Shabbos, it's available, and we can krichen v'mevil Shabbos, amer de gazach. Shabbos is ben ha-mechapes begins yaviv. And the ikir is, how do we get there? Because we have the ois, and we have the das, and we have the kiyum. Shabbos makes us strong with the Rebbeinu Shel. He says, the vach is in the oilam atachtan, which is oilam galgalim. The Rambam calls this physical world the world of galgalim. Galgalim is planets, and anything that's in the orbit is in the oilam galgalim. Circular things, orbits, circles. It's called Olam HaGalgalim. What does that mean? The nature of anything that's in Olam Hazeh is that we go around in circles. We're not getting anywhere. We're just spinning our wheels. Saivev, saivev. It's just going around. You don't get anywhere. The Vach has no Kav. The Vach has no Mahalach. I tell you many times, the Pasuk in the Mishnah, in the Kalas, Hoylech al Dorom, the Sayyid al Tzafon. A person who's going to the south, the famous words in the Chofetz Chaim, the Yismach Moshe, that person who goes to the south, which is Chochma, the Das, the word says you want to get smart, right, the Hachim Yadrim, the Menorahs in the south. So, a person is Hoylech. If a person wants money, if he wants to stuff you high, if he wants bread, if he wants dough, which is the Shulchan in the north, Soyve Vel Tzafon. If you go into the Tzafon, you're just going in circles. If it's money, you're just going around the circle. You make it, you lose it, you make it, you lose it, you make it, you spend it, you spend it, you lose it, you make it, you're just going in circles. If you're looking for Chachma, then you'll progress in life, you get someplace. But if you look, that you're Lamalam and Hashem, you're above the sun, you're in the Dorim, you're a Dor Room, you're living on the highest level, Dor Roim. You're living with Roimimus, you're living a Hecher 11. But if it's Tzafon, if you want the stuff you have to hide and protect all the time, the money, the geld, which can be stolen from you, then soivev, you're just going in circles. And most people are soivev, soivev, hoylech haruach, val sivayis of shav haruach. But most people go around and around and around, and they have to come back again in a gilgul, because they wasted their life this time around going in circles. They didn't get anywhere, they didn't accomplish anything. They didn't accomplish their purpose, you'll be back again. How many times have you been back already? Most of us are very recycled. That's why in Dafkin, the last 10-15 years, the recycling is a big thing. It's not poshut, why is recycling? So Hashem is reminding us, listen, don't be a disposable throwaway, or else if you just throw away your life, you'll be recycled. That's the limit of recycling. Rockland recycles. Why Punkt in Rockland recycles? To remind us that if you waste your life, you're going to be recycled. You'll be coming back again. So get it right the first time. Otherwise, be saving, saving. That's the Eilam HaGalgalim. Shabbos is a tikkun for that. Shkoyach. Yeah. So he has a bas, Hashem HaHechazachin, HaHechazachin. Okay, but I will, plenty more here in the Hele Gemara Naim, but I'll put it aside for a moment, Megate to Kedushas Levi. So the Hele Kedushas Levi and Paris Kisisa also is Marech Harbe Ma'oid Binyani Shabbos. And again, I can only say a little bit, because there's so much. But first he speaks a little bit about Parshas Parah, finding a Parshas Parah, this week Shabbos, Parshas Parah. And the Hele Kedushas Levi says that you should know the four Parshas, Shkolim and Zachar and Parah, and Chodesh is connected to the four Oisiyas of the Shem Havaya, and he explains how every Ois of the Shem Havaya is connected to one of the four parishes, Merid de Gazach. He said it's also connected to Arba Kois of Pesach. He said the Arba Kois of Pesach connected to Arba Parshias. So it's Grace in Yonim, and the name does the Arba Parshias, the Derech Agav, it's just a Simon Balma. It's Grace in Yonim. Every Shabbos brings us a step closer to Gulas Mitzrayim, which is Das, which is Northern Rabbanu Shalom, to have a Shtark Das. Again, the biggest Klala is Bilbul, which is the Epoch of Das. Das means to have a Klorkeit. Ich weiß, was ich will. I know what I want. Das, Rotzen. When you have a proper Das, you have a proper Ritzinus. When you have a proper understanding of what's good, then you have proper will for the good. But if it's a tumult, you're mavulvul, that's a gehenim, and it's the epic of das. The Arba Parshas are a vehicle to come to das, know the Shem Havai of the Rabbanu Shalom, like the four kaisas. And, Zokta Azoy. Zokta Azoy. Zokta Geheilige. Zokta Heilige Kedushas Levi. Azoy. That the Gemara, he brings down the Gemara in Shabbos we mentioned earlier. Lo das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Tell Klal Yisrael that I'm giving them the Shabbos. They should know that I am sanctifying them. I'm mekadish them. The Gemara in Shabbos, Rav Yehuda Meveiz learns from this. Hanoisein matana lechaveir tzarif ledi. Whoever gives a gift to his friend has to tell him. Hashem said to Moshe, matana toive yeshli beis kinoz. I have a good gift. My treasure house, Shabbos Shmo, Azag Shmak Gemara, Azag Shmak Chazal. Ah, I could say it's Chazal over a million times, I wouldn't get bored. Maton the Zogon Klayaso, tell the Yidlach. Maton the Toiva Yeshdi Vebez Gnozai. I have a wonderful, wonderful gift for them in my treasure house. Oy, the Banshman says, Hunza Zoy Leap. The Banshman loves us so much, like a Tata, who's just, ush, yes, he enjoys so much giving his son a gift. Ah, my little son, my Liebling, my Geschmack, his tired little son. Oy, to give him a gift. Oh, Azoy Geschmack. Oy, Azoy Geschmack. So the Banshman says, Moshe, tell my kindle Achlaiso, I have a good gift for them. Oy, Azoy Geschmack. It's the best thing I have. It's in Beis Gnozi. It's so precious. I have it locked up in a safe. And it's called Shabbos. It's a Shabbos. And he says, listen to the Lashon of the Heilig Kedushas Levi. Ratzal Leimar, Shabbos Matana, Ha'or, Vakedusha, Habava Lamala, the Teich Libais B'nei Yisrael, Ruach Kedusha, V'Seichel Chodesh, V'Chiyas Ruchnias, Habomoilam Elyon, Nikra Arei Aravois, Asher Shom Tain, the Ruach HaKadush of Shabbos, the Helikite from Shabbos, the Seicha, a new cup, a person has a new understanding on Shabbos, a new view of life, a new concept of intimacy with the Rebbeinu Shalom. All this comes from a different world, that Shabbos is out of this world. The Beis Gnozai means a world that is locked up, that we have no Shachas to a whole week. Beis Gnozai means that Shabbos comes from a place where unless Hashem gives us this gift, we cannot get in there. It's impossible. It's humanly impossible to have an idea of what Shabbos is and where it comes from unless Hashem will give it to us. You cannot get it yourself, no matter how hard you try. Because it comes from a different world, a different dimension, a different plane, a different universe. And he says the pshat is that a person has to get himself ready for such a gift. The biggest mistake we make is that you think it just happens. You have to be worthy, you have to prepare a whole week for Shabbos. You don't understand that. You have to be Shabbos like a ganze vach. A ganze vach, you have to really wait for Shabbos, or else you won't get the whole gift of Shabbos. The more we wait for Shabbos, a whole week, we wait for Shabbos. I can't wait for Shabbos. Hayom Yom Rishon the Shabbos. Shane the Shabbos. Ah, so Geschmack. If you don't wait, then there's nothing here. There's nothing in that base kibble. As long as I'm on Purim, you're a person who's having a hard time pandasas. So I told him a few things. It's not so easy to get people Musar. Purim, I called him over. I said, I don't want to speak to you a little bit. Listen, I know you're having a little hard time with pandasas. I can tell you 3/8 is your panasa. Yeah, what stock should I buy? What's good tips? Do you have a good real estate deal for me? No. First 8 is, I see you walk around all the time with your hands in your pockets. Don't you know the rule that when you have your hands in your pockets, there's no room for Hashem to put his hands in your pockets? If your hands in your pockets, the money can't go in. Hashem wants to stop your pockets with money, but your hands are in the way. Don't you know that Erlich Yid doesn't go around with your hands in his pockets? Don't put your hands in your pockets. That's such, first of all, it's a goyish azach. Secondly, that's what your hands, put your hands beneath your belt. He pins your pockets. It's prust. I mean, we're not, Rebbe never put his hands below his belt. But to put your hands in your pockets, like your kaveya, you're locking your hands into your pockets, which is not appropriate. You don't put your hands underneath your belt. It's too close to the Malkum Erva. And there's no room for the Hashem to put money in there. Oh, really? Yeah. You have to have empty pockets. Hashem will fill them up. If they're filled with your hands, there's no room. Either it's God's hand or your hand. Second, I said, come on time to davening. I see you coming to Kvias every day, 5 minutes late. Because you have a shear, you're learning. It's not tarots. Just because you learn, I want to learn 5 minutes more. No, it's man tayr luchud, it's man tfil luchud. You come, when you're 10 minutes early, before brachas, then you're on time. Without davening, no bracha. Thirdly, you go to the mikveh, Erev Shabbos? Mikveh. Never heard of such a thing. Mikveh, Erev Shabbos? No. Chassidus Shema'asas. I said, the Vilna Gaon went to the mikveh, I promise you. The Chavos Chaim went to the mikveh for sure every Shabbos. The biggest, Every Litvisher Yeshiva goes to the Mikveh on Shabbos. The Chayyadim, the Vilna Gaon's Mechutin said, you don't get the Neshama Yisera for Shabbos. When you go to the Mikveh, that's when the Neshama Yisera comes. You have to get out of the Mikveh. Come on. Do me a favor. You want to get Bracha Shabbos the Makar. Bracha Shabbos is the Matana Tovim Beis Kenozai. The Makar Bracha Shabbos, you don't go to the Mikveh. You don't get the Neshama Yisera. The whole Shabbos is telling the Achana for Shabbos. I had a very nice Purim this year. You know why? Because I was Mechim for Purim better. When I prepare, every mitzvah is telling the Achana. So I prepare, I should prepare even better. I have even better Purim. But I prepared already since Rosh Chodesh Adar, Chal Tshen and Purim, for 2 weeks before Purim. So when Purim finally came, I didn't do enough, but at least a little preparation. The Ganzi Yisayis, my brother's Hashem, is a mitzvah is only as good as its preparation. Prepare good for tefillin, then you get something out of tefillin every day. If you just throw them on you and you're rushing and you're thinking about it because you're 2 seconds from Baruch Hu, it's a gefährlich. You don't prepare your tefillin, you don't prepare your talis, you don't prepare your davening, you prepare your brain. So there's gedavend. It's horse racing. That's what it is. It's a horse track. It's the Kentucky Derby. That's what you're doing this morning. You're doing Kentucky Derby. That's what you're doing. It's a horse race. That's all. It's a ferret. A ferret with tefillin on his head. A ferret with tefillin. Looks very funny. A ferret with tefillin on his head. Horse racing, that's what it is. Mamash horse racing. The kids, Shabbos has the Vachon. The Zoktan is the Kedah, the Kedushas Levi. You have to be making yourself for the Matana Toiva. You have to have a base kibble. He says, that's the shot, and there's two Hasagas in Shabbos. I'm going to conclude with Shabbos. I'll tell you one last word from the Kedushas Levi, and we'll let you go. The kids is up there, the Kedushas Levi. We know it says, Shomer V'Zachar B'Divrei Echot. And we know that Zohar is Duchura, Duchra, and Shmira is Nukva. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the aspect of Zohar is always positive. It's the male component, the active. And Shomar, protect Shabbos, watch the Shabbos, guard the Shabbos, is the Nekeva, who is, so to speak, not active, but she's protective. She's passive. But the Shomar part of Shabbos, be passive, don't be Mechal Shabbos. The don't is Nukva. The do is Duchra, the active, the positive, the aggressive. So he says there's two mindsets to Shabbos. One mindset of Shabbos is that a person understands that when we keep Shabbos, we're mekadosh the whole world. I want to do a Shabbos that the world, after my 24 hours of Shabbos, 26 hours of Shabbos, I want the world to be a better place. I want that me, yes, with my kiddush, I'm going to make such a golden, a kling, a lichtige kiddush, that with my kiddush and I being mayed, I'm testifying that the Rabbi Shalom was buried alamais and Hashem rested on Shabbos. I'm going to be mekadosh the ganze bris. My kiddush is going to be smamish. I'm going to breathe. The words coming out of my mouth when I make kiddush is azam min ruchni. I'm going to create such a powerhouse of kedusha Shabbos. Yeah, me. I'm the shutuf in Shabbos. Hashem makes Shabbos and I make Shabbos together with the Rabbi Shalom. And I'm going to make such a kedusha in the Welt that the Welt will never be the same place again. Yeah, I can make a difference. Just like the Rebbein Shalom created the world, I'm a shutif. Whoever says vayechulu, it becomes a shutif. The Rebbein Shalom has raised it. Means I can ibekar in the ganze Welt. I can change the whole world with my kiddush. It's my yiddik. If you don't feel that way, you make kiddush, you make kiddush right. A person makes kiddush properly on Friday night with kavana, with gishmak, with understanding, with dveikus, with the shtapas on nefesh, a person feels that he's different, Shabbos is different, so I'm married to Gazach. You can mamash feel that you made a difference. Your mamash can breathe the difference. Mamash breathe the difference. Married to you should have my sabracious. So the proper Shabbos, he says, Zohar, Azavi, a Zohar, just like a Zohar changes in the cave, a Zohar, the male, impregnates the female, and he creates a new baby. He reproduces. The world is not the same. It's a new child in the world. So too, on Shabbos, a Yid wants to create Kedusha on Shabbos. We want to be productive on Shabbos. Mamash Shav Kedusha. And I'm doing it not for my own sake. I'm doing it for the Rabbi Shalom. Kavi Yachal. I want to know Eis Lelekim. Yishtet in Pasuk. In Tillim. Give strength to Hashem. Kavi Yachal. We're Shutfim. Hashem said, you know what? I need your help. It's awesome. Hashem said, I need your help. We're shutzim a mice on Shabbos. That's the best way. That's the positive. positive, active way of Shemini, of Shabbos. The other way is that a person, he does for himself. I'm so glad God created Shabbos. Boy, the phone doesn't stop ringing the whole week, and my beeper, and my cell phone, is kefarlich. I'm so, you know, I'm so good, I'm Orthodox. That Sabbath is so good. I'm telling you, these Mechal de Shabbos, they don't know what Shabbos is all about. They go to the golf course. It's so great. I stay home. Quality time with my kids. And that challenge is awesome, too. So between the awesome challenge and the quality time with the kids, and no telephone, and I get a day of rest, it's so good for my health. I love the Shabbos. Shabbos is so good for me and my family. We bond. It's great. I get a day off. I like it very much. So he says, that person who is over the Hashem for his own personal benefit, this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says in Shabbos, that person, Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa, he just guards the Shabbos not to do Averis, he doesn't Kilchasa. So, Afilo over the Vadazara, Kedoshal Enoish, so Michael like Kavan Oisa. If you know he's over the Vadazara, in other words, he's serving God in a strange way. The Vadazara, it's a foreign way, it's not the right way. Because he's doing it for himself, he's not serving God, he's serving Hashem. He's over the Vadazara. He makes himself into the God. And to Shabbos to serve my own needs. It's good for my mental health. Rabbi, this Sabbath is the best thing that happened. It's good for my family. It's good for my mental health. It's good for my stability, my blood pressure, my diabetes, and my heart condition. Rabbi, this is great. Like I say, quality time. Who's he serving? The Rabbi Shlomo himself. He's serving himself. But you know what? It's very nice. It's a good beginning. It's okay. He's still much of a nice son. The Rebbe will still forgive him, and it's a fine azach. But the real matana toiva comes to only a person who does it in the positive way. But he says, you should know, just as one look more knetch, he says, you should know that really the whole Shabbos, you have to appreciate what an unusual thing Shabbos is. Because Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba. Huh? But we have a klal. Schar mitzvah v'hai malecha. We have a klal that there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. So how is Shayach that a taste of Olam Haba in this world? Shabbos doesn't make sense. Shabbos doesn't make sense. It's the opposite of everything we know. The God you said, Yiddishkeit, is Hashem doesn't give us reward in this world. And suddenly, Taka Shabbos, we have Olam Haba. Guess what? And for the Halakha Kedush Levi, you're right. That's why the Gemara says, Shabbos is a matan, it's a gift. It's Taka, not a reward. Shabbos is a gift from Hashem. Hashem is giving us a little sample, a free sample. And just like all the salesmen give out free samples. Very, very, very common thing, right? Go to any convention. You have free samples, there you go. You pack on your bag with free tea bags and free this and free toothbrushes. And the Gedal gives you free samples, toothbrushes and Colgate. But I'll take an oral B better. But the kids, he has free samples. Dr. Gedalia Rappaport, you know. Everyone gets free samples. So Shabbos is a free sample from the Rabbi Shalom as an incentive that we should know what we're working for. But it's not a reward. Because our reward will be a steer of the Gantz Yiddish guy. The Gantz Yiddish guy is a Schar Mitzvah Amaleka. There's his Taka Matana. It's a freebie. But the Rebbe is a good salesman. He has a tachas in the freebie. The freebie is that we should say, ooh, wow. You know, this is a good tzach. I think it's worthwhile being an Olam Haba mensch, even the weekdays. Because look at the reward. If it wouldn't be this freebie, this free sample, so we wouldn't have any incentive against the Vach. But the emphasis is we're not supposed to do Avid Hashem for our own personal Olam Haba. The main thing is that we should serve to bring Olam Haba to this Welt and bring Kedushin to this Welt. And just now, I just conclude, my friends, I cannot, it'll be a crime. I could be jailed for this. This is a felony, first class felony. Like if I wouldn't tell you the next Kedushas Levi, I would be in danger of a federal crime, a cosmic crime for which I don't know what it has to do. So I have to tell it to you. So the Kedushas Levi here in the Heidegger Parish is another theme. Where I told you everything Shabbos from the Moran language name is because that's what we talk about, Kamat. But the end of Heidegger Parish is you say God in the Kedushas Levi that you'll never find any place. The Kedushas Levi tells us that in this week's Parsha we have the introduction of Yud Gil Midas Rachman. The Rabbi Yishlam wants to destroy Rachman al-Islam, Chas v'Shalom, Klal Yisrael, after the Chet Egel. And Moshe Rabbeinu begs, pleads for Klal Yisrael, and Hashem in His Chus forgives us. And he's Megala to Moshe the big secret that whenever Klal Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom, does sins, and they need a Yeshua, they need Mechila. So the eighth is, you should say, Yud Gimel Midas Rachman, the 13 attributes of mercy of the Rabbi Yishlam. And this has a tremendous power to change Hashem's Midas Hadin to Midas Rachman. Now the number 13 is familiar to us, because number 13 also represents a whole different concept. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the Shleishes Rei Midas HaTorah addresses them. We have a concept of 13 different Midas with which the Torah can be understood. With the Kal V'Chomer, or the Gzeirah Shava, with the Binyan Av, with the Prat HaKlal, with all kinds of Yisaitis, 13 Midas that we say every day in Karbonis, Shleishes Rei Midas HaTorah addresses them. The number is the same. Is there any connection? The answer is that Zok the Kedush Levi, he brings down that there is a tremendous interject. The Mamash Tali Zev is that the 13 Midas Rachman and the 13 what's called the laws of how you darsh the Torah are intertwined. Now he doesn't prove the point, although as I state in Chazal, but I think it's very obvious that I have the proof right here in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says Beferish, Hashem says Beferish, listen, Perek Lamadalat, Hadi Gaparish, Vyam Radinoyel Moshe, Psalacha Shnei Luchas Avonim Kerishainim, you engrave, you cut out the two new Luchas, because Sati Luchas Advorim, Ashayo Luchas Rishainim, Sheshi Barta. But Yifsel Shnei Luchas Avonim, Moshe did it, and state, right after that, Mamash, Vyisel Shnei Luchas Avonim, Vyashkin Moshe Abayke, Vyala Sinai, The first pasuk says, "Vayisul Moshe cut out, chiseled out the second luchas." Says the Netziv Yeron HaMakdaver, "What's the difference between the first luchas and the second? The first luchas Hashem made the shape of the luchas. In the second, Moshe did it to teach us." He says that in the first luchas, there was absolutely no room for any human creativity. There was no chidushei Torah. The first luchas, everything was given hand, spoon-fed, kol haTorah kula. There was no chidushim. There was nothing humanly possible for a man to introduce the Torah. It was all from Hashem. All from Hashem. And that's why man was not so attached to the first luchas. And easy come, easy go. So the first luchas came so easy, he didn't have to do anything. Hashem just gave us the whole thing, the whole Torah, the whole thing. So it was like a chip. Hashem put a chip into our brain, and I laid it. You know, I love it. Someone beamed yesterday to me. Guy beamed me Gantz Mishnayos to my Palm Pilot. Beam. I wished I would have such a beam to my head. Beam. I just sat there for 2 seconds. It took a little longer for Gantz Mishnayos, Gantz Chumash. Beam me. Boom. The whole Mishnayos. Pretty good. Whole Chamish Chumash Torah. Boom. Gantz Tanach. Boom. Beam. Just put the two trios, one and another, beam. Accepted, yes, okay, I accept, I'm finished. So I wish you could do, I thought, just put it on my head maybe. Maybe you just beam it to my head. Put your palm pop by my head, and I'll accept, I'll press my button, and I'll say, I accept. Think of all, that's how the first luchas worked. The whole Torah, like, beamed into us. Easy come, easy go. Second luchas, everybody said, Salacha. You have to harve, you have to chisel out, you have to knock out of yourself, you have to dig into yourself, you have to work at yourself. And he said, Hashem gave then the Yud Gil Midas Shetan Adresh Ben. In the Psalach HaLek, the 30 meters where we can darshan the Torah, we can make Kedushim. And what's the next pasuk? We're after the next pasuk. Yisro Shnei Lechazon, Vayer Hashem Bo'anon, Vayav Hashem Apon, Vayikra Hashem Hashem Arachal Chalim. Right away, you give me Yisro Rachal. It's Mamash. That's a pasuk. It's Mamash. They're Mamash connected. Zot Nehle Kedush Levi. I'll tell you, I'll give you some examples. It's awesome. He literally describes which one of the Yigil Mizrachim is connected with one of the Yigil Midas Shatran Adreshim. So the favorite one I have, he gives a few examples. One example is Gzeir Shava. Hashem Hashem El Rachum. Rachum is connected to Gzeir Shava. So you have a sitter here? Can I have a sitter? Is there a sitter in front of anybody here? No, a sitter. A plain old sitter. I say old sitter. Shkoyach. What am I looking for? I'm looking for Bishmol Aymer. So, Shnei, okay. So, Kal v'chaymer, Zer Shava, Binyan Av. He says Binyan Av is connected Chanun, El Rachem v'Chanun, because Binyan Av means Bon, Ben, and Av. Binyan Av means a Binyan based on the Tata. There's one halacha, and the binyan based on binyan of. This is a binyan of every place else similar. So he says, that's chanun. Azayvi, the son, has chen, lies with his father. The father gives him matnas chinam. So that's binyan of. The binyan from the tata to the son. But racham is the most fascinating. Racham, he says, which is the second, Hashem Hashem kel, if he owns, if I says, not Hashem 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 kel racham, he says, racham is keneged gzeir shavah. Why? Because racham means an ani comes to your door. What's rachmanis? You're supposed to not look down and say, "I'm the rich guy in the balabas of yeah." You la yutzach what you are. You shlam mazel. Guy comes to my door. You shlam mazel. Why don't you get yourself a job? Come on, stop snoring. You can't get your act together. Stop battling. You have no pride. What are you going snoring? Be a mensch, stay home and get yourself a job working in Western Kosher. Go shovel some snow. Do something. Why are you snoring and begging and you tell me stories and this and sick and everything? So why should God not make you sick? You know, God doesn't make me sick. Only you. You must be a shlomazel. It's a package deal, you know? Since you're such a shlomazel, that's why you have this medical problem and this and the kid. It's all, yeah. Because I look down at this guy. He's a different sugi. He's some kind of a street person. You know, I let us from a dot, well, that's not being. You're a shlamazel. You're like Yustuch. You don't know I'm a hustler. I know how to make money. I know how to live life. These things wouldn't happen to me. Never happens to me. It happens to guys like you. Because you're like Yustuch. You're from the niche from the best I mentioned. The best I mention, the better people like me, these things don't happen. It only happens to these low class people. They the street people. This is all these tragedies, it's only for them, it's ish from here. So the Ganti Yisrael of Rachmana says name that I should feel that I'm gleich. Like my share used to sing a nigan on Purim, which they used to sing a litta. It's go on for different little rhymes in Yiddish. Like to start, I remember that I was asking my shviger today if she remembers some of the line. I remember only two stanzas of it. Hoy mezenen alle glei, hoy vei alle glei chazoy vi fehishen natai, hoy vei vei, hoy vei 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 vei, hoy vei 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 vei, hoy nine 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 nine. Oy mezenen alle brider, oy vey alle brider, um medavne von nein sider, oy vey vey, oy vey 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 vey, oy vey vey vey, hey nine 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 nine. That was the nigga they sang on Purim. Gleich, brider. See, aside from Achmanis, says we're all brothers, we're all equal. Ish l'reayu, 311, shave the answer Purim Torah. Racham means that we are like. So that Neili says, very good. That's why Racham is connected. Gzeri Shava. Gzeri Shava is the same thing. Tezvav, Tezvav. What's a Gzeri Shava? In the cup, in the Yigil Midas Shatran Adreshim, you have a Gzeri Shava. What's a Gzeri Shava? When you find one word over here, and you have a similar word over here, then you make the halachas, you compare the two halachas, make them like one. That's Rachmanis. Rachmanis is Zeresh. We're Shava. We're not separate. We're Shava. Mamash Shushan Purim Torah. It's perfect Torah. We're Shava. We're Mamash equals. Gemara de Gazach. The Melech. He says, Vaita. He says, that's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the biggest Racham. Because the Lez Racham are the same Lez as Chomer. Chomer is matter. Has Hashem Rachmanis on us? We're Chomer. Kinea Chomer ka Chomer biyada yoitze. And there's nothing more different than God and us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Ruchnias and Megashmias. We're a shtick chamor. I'm a chamor. A two-legged chamor. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Ein Saif. An Or Ein Saif. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has Rachman on me? On a chamor? It's unbelievable. So the biggest Racham is Hashem, because even though we're Chaymer, He's less Racham on us. That's the biggest Zer Shav in the world. You hear? Ashtigo Torah, is this a Kedushas Levi? It's fast for the bite. It's fast for Kedushas Levi. You hear? This is the Yisoyed. Those are the Yisoyed and the Parsha. This is the Yisoyed. You give Mr. Rachman and some Chubba to get. Because the biggest Rachman Zer Banjim Hanas was that it gave us the opportunity to dash to the Torah. That's going to be the biggest Rachman. Since he saw that we're big Aniyim. Because the Fluchas Rishoynes, Hashem did everything. He spoon fed us. So there's nothing, no room for our own creativity. So to speak, we never could sink our teeth into the Torah. The Torah was on the outside. It was on the inside. It was external. It was superficial. Lukas Nia says, Psalecha, dig into yourself. Moshe had to carve out the external. The actual letters was the letters of Lakim. But Moshe had at least carved out as much as humanly possible. He did the external part. Then Hashem takes over the internal. That's the biggest Rachman. So you give me the Rachman, a part. You give me the Torah and the Dreshes, a part. You give me the Rachman. Okay, we'll stop here. Bye, Sai.